This is Apocalypse Radio for Sunday, January 9th of 2022, 12:20 in the p.m. This is webisode 706.
They're the good guys to know. Everyone agrees. So step up, good guys, and sign in, please.
This is Apocalypse Radio for insert date here, 2005.
Dude, your intro is so 2005.
Oh, it's 2008.
2022?
Is it really?
And now, here's your host, Charlie.
Goddamn son of a bitch!
And Shaman.
Insufferable cock.
And we are back.
Hola, señores and señoritas.
Charlie over here.
And Shaman over here.
I'm checking the levels.
Forgive us, yeah. Anybody who's listening, forgive me for the fact that the levels were varying on the intro. It started out really loud. For something, I don't know what's going on now. Here we go. Yeah. Here we fucking go again. Something has changed somewhere on my system, and suddenly I'm getting the levels like I used to get before that Windows update. I'm getting the levels that I should be getting on Adobe Audition, which translates to it's much louder right now. I'm not going to have to pull.
You dropped out on me.
Yeah. Do what?
You dropped out on me.
I dropped
it translates to, and then it dropped.
Oh, damn. But yeah, it translates to I'm not going to have to boost the volume on the show this week. I can leave it as it normally is, whereas normally, like I say, I have to boost it. But I still, listeners are going, wait, you're still going up and down. Yes, I am still adjusting levels while we actually record this. I'm gonna put it right about there, right about 50, which is the way it used to be.
Yeah.
Fucking Windows. I swear to God. It really is almost enough to make me look into a Mac. It really is. I mean, Windows 10, I'll be happier than fuck when they drop support for it and quit updating it.
Yeah.
Just quit dicking with it. I think I'll just stay on this computer for the next 20 years just so I don't have to buy a system with fucking Windows 11 on it. Because if, you know, 10's this bad, imagine how bad 11's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. If it ain't one thing, it's a fucking nother with this computer. I swear to God. It used to be such a great system. It slowed down. Too many installs. I went through yesterday. I got bored yesterday afternoon and went, I was checking my virus scan, and it had a list of programs that it had a problem with, and I went and looked at them, and I realized one of them was a backup program I don't use anymore, and one of them was something else. I don't know. Other program I don't use. Oh, fucking EA, Electronic Arts. They're online. Program. They're online.
Yeah.
Right. And deleted all that shit. And shit, where was this leading? Deleted all that shit. Went into virus scan. Damn it.
You're talking about, you know, getting rid of Windows 10. Or buying a Mac or the different settings and
I don't know. I cleared up, you know. I think that's what it boiled down to. I think it boiled down to the fact that I did a big session and got bored and cored a bunch of shit down, deinstalled shit.
Yeah.
And just generally try to clean it up some. Apparently, let's hope the show goes okay with no stutters because I didn't reboot afterwards. I should have.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I didn't reboot afterwards. I should have. So, you know, I noticed this morning I was trying to open my browser and it was taking it took like 15 seconds to open it, which doesn't sound like that very long, but usually I'll click it and it immediately opens and starts loading pages within, you know, 5 seconds or less.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it just goes. And it's not doing that right now, so I'm wondering. We've had a couple of shows in the past where we've had a couple of stutters that I've caught for various reasons after listening back to it and been like, what the fuck was that? How the fuck did that just happen? What the fuck? And sure as shit, while we're sitting here talking, the levels have gone down. I don't even know what's going on. I give. There's only so much I can dick with levels.
Yeah.
Before I start fucking shit up bad.
So we will resist the urge. And I'm so freaking tired, man. I don't know why. Well, no, I've just had so much going on. My brain is just wore out. It's exhausted.
Right.
I'm not sure where I am from day to day. And now I'm like, ugh.
No.
But I'm just like, today I just really want to lay around and do nothing. But I'm actually working, so.
What were you working on, music?
Music, yeah.
Jesus.
So I just had some stuff going on. I'm like, ugh. Was almost going to go buy a car yesterday.
Buy a car?
Or buy a new vehicle.
What are you looking at? Okay, wait.
Nothing now.
Wait, first question is, what were you looking for? Second question is, how in the fuck can you afford it?
Oh, that's the reason I'm no longer looking for one.
That's, I was wondering.
Well, I mean, I could afford it.
Right. That's, I know what you mean.
The thing is, I got in there and I was like, okay, I haven't had a car payment now for like 3 years.
Yep.
And my truck's getting a little older.
Right.
Terry doesn't want me driving back to Kentucky with it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, she can't drive it anyway. It's too big for her.
Right.
And even though it's not really a big truck.
It's pretty too big. Pretty damn big. Yeah.
It's a Ram 1500 basic. Shit. Not really a big truck. But all that said, so I'm like, okay, well, maybe I can find like a new smaller truck that she, because I do kind of want to keep a truck.
Right.
That's outrageous now.
Okay. Yeah.
Even a 4-cylinder truck's going to be $36,000.
Right. It's insane. Yeah. The entire car market. It's
small. Like, what the fuck? All right.
The entire car market. Well,
it's the other thing. And it was like, I'm like, okay. And I start going through and dealing with things. And I'm starting thinking to myself, I'm like, do I really want to sit down and get myself a car payment?
Right.
So my truck runs fine.
Right.
It's only got 128,000 miles on it.
Oh, okay.
And it's, it'll be 10 years old this year.
Right.
But, yeah, it's still runs fine. I see not a huge amount of miles on it. For a 10-year-old vehicle.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, there's stuff we want to do at the house. We want to do some landscaping here in the spring.
Yeah.
And getting, a couple other things here. And then you get gutters and this. And I've liked having the extra money to play with.
Right. Don't blame me.
Like, do I really? I mean, I could do it.
Yeah.
But do I really want to give up? So I walked away.
I don't blame you. Did you also encounter the fact that the list price and what they were actually asking were quite different?
Oh, yeah, well, that, and also, even used cars have not gone down in price.
No, oh, no, they've gone up.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, this will all change at some point.
In about a year or two, yeah.
Yeah, it'll all even back out again.
Yeah, it'll
be about a year. And when that happens, okay, maybe then I'll buy something. Yeah. But until then, no.
There's just no point. You'll never get back out of it what you have to put into it, the way they're jacking prices.
Oh, yeah.
I just got I just got an email yesterday. From the county clerk's office that apparently they're mailing out to people. Basically, it breaks it down exactly as we just did. It says the market is weird right now, high prices, low supply. We're just warning you that
property taxes
have been going up roughly 40%.
Yep.
So I'm looking at 40%. Increase on a fucking 11-year-old car.
Mm-hmm.
I've been driving the same one since 2010. Yeah, it was 2010. 2011. 21 years. Yeah, 2011. Now, on the other hand, it's been through one decently major wreck, but they did a great job with putting it back together. I've never had a problem with it. Mechanically and engine wise, it's, as far as I know, it's perfect. It's only got 54,000 miles on it.
Yeah,
it's got nothing. So it's kind of funny. I was kind of wondering, except for the fact that I do occasionally need a car, not very often.
Yeah.
It would almost be a thought to sell that.
Yeah.
And make a shitload of money on it, put it away, and then maybe later get me a car if the need arises.
Yeah.
You know, or something like that. Yeah, it's a big thought in my mind. Shelby wants to get a new car, and she's got a Prius. So she could get a bundle for her car, but then you're back to the, but you're going to overpay for any other car you buy.
Yeah. And my truck, they didn't really give me much money for.
Right.
I'm like, hey, wait a second.
Yeah.
You're not even going to give me much.
Well, that sucks.
And I know what trucks cost. You know.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not like the market for trucks is going down.
No.
I mean, Jesus.
So I was like, well, screw it. I'll just wait.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yep. So 3 hours of my life I'm not going to get back.
Oh, don't you hate that?
looking for vehicles.
Don't you?
But then again, I know not to buy one right now. So.
Right. You've
That's
learned.
Fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
You know the routine. 40% my property tax or my vehicle tax is going to go up. And they're not saying at this point, but there's a rumor going down, going on around the Lexington boards. There's a rumor that property taxes may go up because of the squishy market and how everybody wants a house, but nobody can get one. Because the prices on those are crazy from what I've been reading. So, people are saying that our property taxes may go up too. I'm like, seriously? You know, I finally get to retirement and suddenly every tax I pay is going to end up going up. Jesus Christ. Man.
Well, you knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, you knew good times rolling wasn't going to continue.
Right. Yeah, we were headed for inflation 5 years ago. We finally got to the point, and shit's just, you know, Barb made the comment yesterday. Now, of course, this was partially because of the weather, but she's made this complaint before. She walked into the grocery, and a bunch of the stuff that we wanted just wasn't there.
Yeah.
You know, and again, part of that is because of the big snow we had, but another large part of it is the supplies just aren't getting through for whatever reason. I don't know. You know, I've read that there's a massive shortage on truck drivers. Who knows? You know, I just know that some of the shit, you know, like I asked her 2 weeks ago to get me some my favorite Skyline chili with noodles. It comes in an aluminum pouch and you just cut the top off, drop it in the microwave for 2.5 minutes, get it out, and it is flat out. It's Skyline chili, man. It is the bomb. It's one of my favorites in the world. And they haven't had it for like 2-3 weeks in a row now.
Okay.
She finally found some yesterday when she went to the grocery, and I think she bought me like 4 packs.
Dang.
Because I'll eat that shit all day long. And it's funny. Yeah. The pack says it's 2 servings. My ass. It is 1 serving, and I could still sit there and eat another one with no problem whatsoever. That shit is so fucking tasty. I love Skyline chili. I will eat that day or night. Good shit. I never do get a chance to go to their actual restaurant here, though.
Yeah.
They finally opened one. Oh, dude, it's just down the road on Richmond Road, if I remember right. We got DoorDash from them once because apparently there is a vegan option at Skyline. It's either Skyline or Gold Star. Can't remember which one. I think it's Skyline, though. It has a vegan option, and we ordered. Barb did not like it very much at all. Did not think it tasted very good. So we've never ordered it again. So I don't get Skyline because I don't go out to the restaurant, but I think I'm going to this week. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to suggest that to Tracy. We're supposed to go out on Wednesday to eat. I think that would be a good idea. Oh, now that neither of us no longer work for him, I just figured I can mention this on the show and no big deal.
Yeah.
They've moved into a new building.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
The stations all across the nation apparently have started the rollout to moving into new places. I was told it was basically the size of maybe 3 large living rooms.
Oh, wow.
The building was, yeah. It's just a little office, one cubicle for salespeople to work out of, and I think two studios, and that's it. One for emergency use and one for the AM use.
Wow.
I was blown away. I was like, well, you've pretty much committed for at least some of the staff that I know. You've pretty much committed now. It's going to be work at home from here on out.
Yeah.
Because there's no place to come in and work, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that's the whole plan. They only come in if they need, something at the station or.
Right, right. Yeah, so, they've apparently officially moved. The only thing they haven't moved yet, I'm told, is the AM. And that's one of those things where you don't want to move it in the middle of a UK season.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if something does go wrong, it's going to affect the UK games they're broadcasting.
Yeah. again, they'll come in for meetings and brainstorming sessions, things of that nature. Other than that, they're probably going to just not,
Right.
That's if they have anybody there 6 months from now.
That's true. That's true. Because they're handling more and more. I'm told they're handling more and more out of the hub and out of a corporate location.
Yeah.
I was told, I haven't confirmed it with him, but I was told by somebody that, somebody whose name I won't mention, you and I both know him, but he was an engineer. He was one of the ones that got fired in the great bloodbath of 2020.
Yeah.
Apparently they hired him back 6 months later.
Wow.
Yeah, hired him back 6 months later. Discovered they couldn't do his job without him. Yeah.
Dang.
What stunned me was that he took it back. I'm like, you know what? Maybe it's stupid, and maybe it's stupid, a stupid way to be. But man, my pride would kick in at that point. I'd be like, oh, I wasn't good enough for you then.
Yeah.
And you should have known what I did for you and how much I did. Now you suddenly realized, oh shit, he did more than we realized, so we better bring him back. I would have been like, no, I ain't coming back. No, fuck you.
All right. Exactly.
I'm done. I'm done with your ass.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Or you're going to pay me more than when you fired me.
There you go. There you go.
Somebody's coming back for less money. I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
That would be funny if he got a big raise out of it. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I'll have to, when I finally touch base with him, I'll have to ask him. Had another friend. This is just an interesting side note.
Yeah.
Had a friend of mine contact me the other day and ask me, he said, if I give you money, can you get me some Blantons and send it to me?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I have no problem with doing that whatsoever. I said, you're not going to find a bottle of Blantons. He was like, why not? I said, because it got popular and everybody realized how fucking good it was. And now all the bourbon collectors are buying it up. For anybody who's not in or doesn't know this, the bourbon market is huge. Reselling sought after bourbons is a huge, huge business, especially for just regular everyday dudes. Because what they'll do is they get their shipments every morning at the liquor stores. They know what stuff's going to sell immediately in respect to bourbons.
Yeah.
And the collectors show up as soon as the doors are open, they go straight up to the front counter and they buy all the good bourbons up. So there's never a chance to get them. Even if you've got the money for them, there's never a chance to get them. And Blanton's apparently has joined the list. I have had one bottle of Blanton's in my life. It was a gift from a friend at a going away party back in 2000. It was some of the best bourbon I have ever had in my life. But I've never been able to afford it. It's like, I think it's like $75 a bottle. It's always been too expensive for me to afford just as a drinking bourbon. So when it was available, I never bought it. Well, like I say, for about the past 4 or 5 years or more, it hasn't been available at all. I went and looked it up, went back to him and said, by the way, I said, if you want those bottles, you're not going to pay me $70-$80 a bottle. You're going to pay me about $1,000 a bottle. He was like, there's no way. I'm like, yeah, it's going for about $1,000 a bottle right now, dude.
Oh, shit.
About $1,000. And like I say, that's a $70 to $80 bottle of bourbon.
Yeah.
Going for $1,000.
Damn.
I know. It's fucking insane, man.
That's crazy.
Oh, it's just, it's mind-blowing. The price of some of these people pay. There was another one he mentioned. something about, or he said, is there any chance you can give me some Weller's? Which anybody who's familiar with bourbon, Weller's is basically considered the next thing, the next best thing to Old Van Winkle / Pappy.
Yeah.
Pappy Van Winkle bourbon. It's considered basically the same thing. It's made from the same bottlers. It very much tastes the same or very similar. That's another one. I used to buy those occasionally. That was like a $30, $40 bottle of bourbon. I would buy those once in a blue moon because there was a little Rite Aid down the street where I could always usually find a bottle or two. So I would go down there. Same thing. It hit the collector's market. Everybody started going nuts for it. You cannot touch a bottle for under 3 to 4 times what the retail price on it is.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just amazing. It's just, I mean, Jesus Christ. That whole market. I joined one of the Lexington bourbon boards on Facebook for a while.
Yeah.
And would just read through the messages. That's the main thing I use it for. I just wanted to read through the messages, see what people had to say about certain bourbons, because there was a lot of buying and selling group in the group. Wanted to see, you know, what people were getting, et cetera, for some of these bottles. And I left the group because I finally figured out there were a bunch of really snooty assholes who were basically bourbon elitists.
Okay.
You know, if it didn't cost a certain amount, they weren't going to drink it, you know, kind of thing. And it was a joke. I was kidding. And I made a post one day about, I said, I'm pounding down at the time. I think it was 2 liters. It still is. It's still a liter and a half, 2 liters. But I said, I'm pounding down, you know, about this much a week. Can you give me your general impression of Kentucky Tavern? It was a joke.
Yeah.
It was obviously sarcastic. Obviously. Yeah. These guys were so snooty and elitist, they took me at my word and thought I was genuinely asking about it. And I'm not kidding you. The string of, oh, you're not a bourbon drinker, and those type comments was amazing.
That's funny.
It was just a huge string of attacks on me for drinking that and considering it bourbon. And I'm like, wow, guys, I was just making a joke. I understand it's cheap, and I understand it's rot gut, you know.
Yeah.
I get it. Sure, I'd love to be able to drink Jefferson every week, you know, to the tune of a liter and a half, 2 liters. Nobody can fucking afford that without a six-figure job.
That's funny.
Even if you had a six-figure job, it'd be hard to afford that much fucking. Jeez.
The fact they actually thought you were serious, that just kills me.
It's hilarious. I mean,
well, the thing is, though, that's honestly that's the world right now.
It is.
No
it
matter
is.
What. You're serious, you said it.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody takes everything way too seriously. I mean,
well, you said it, man. You can't joke anymore.
No,
you offend somebody.
No.
There are people who like that brand of bourbon, they're pissed off to you now because you know, thought there was some kind of joke.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly.
Anybody think Kentucky Tavern rocks? You're making fun of their stupidity.
Yes, I was. Them and their elitist, silly-ass attitudes.
Yeah.
Bottle doesn't cost $100. It's not worth drinking. Really? Because I've tasted some shitty $100 bottles of bourbon in my life.
Oh, yeah.
I've tasted some really shitty ones. I will go, you know, most people know that one of the bourbons that Kentucky is most famous for is the Red Wax, Maker's Mark. Anybody you talk to, it's in every one of Sam Raimi's movies, beyond a certain point. I don't think it's in Evil Dead. But in most of his movies, he has a bottle of Maker's Mark somewhere on the shelf. Apparently, he's a huge fan.
Yeah.
Anybody who's had Maker's Mark that is familiar with good bourbons realizes that Maker's Mark is not a great bourbon. It's not like high class, you know.
It's not horrible.
No, it's not horrible. It's a very mediocre to very good bourbon. It falls somewhere within that range. You know, on a star system, I'd probably put it at like 7 stars out of 10.
Yeah.
It's a good bourbon. It's enjoyable to drink straight or mixed, but you're kind of wasting it if you mix it. It's a good drink bourbon to drink straight, but it's not the end-all be-all, like things like Weller and things like that, Blanton's, the way yeah. that things like, or brands like those are. But the funny thing is, everybody knows Maker's Mark. Everybody knows Maker's Mark, and that's one of those things where I go, some of these guys in this group were so up on Maker's Mark and the cask strength version that come out. There's another cask strength. There's like 2 strains that they put out of Maker's Mark. And everybody was always so high on these and how incredible they were. And I'm like, guys, I know better. You know, your elitism is now you're applying it to name brands.
Yeah.
Like, I can get a bottle of Maker's. I can walk into any liquor store and get a bottle of Maker's.
Yeah.
That shit ain't rare at all. But me, personally, I like Maker's, but I prefer 46.
Yeah.
You ever had 46?
Yes.
It's good. It's a good.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, it's a good.
I really have no clue. I mean, I'm not this guy who, oh, yeah, I can tell the difference. I mean, what's good is not good. That's me.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't tell you that. Or what the level of good is.
Right. I guess I probably don't either. I know what I like, and I know what tastes good to me.
Yeah.
I know 46 is popular, easy to get. But the only real difference between it and Maker's is, Maker's is 81 proof. 46 is 92 proof. Is really the only, I think that's the basic difference between the two.
Yeah.
It's a higher I was going to say higher wattage. I put everything in power terms. It's a it's a higher proof is what I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a higher proof, but I do prefer it. It's really good. It's really good. Speaking of which, is it too early to start drinking? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's a little.
Yeah, it's too early.
Yeah.
I'll be happy with my cigarette and my Delta 8.
There you go.
Got some more Delta coming in the mail.
Okay.
Got a good bargain. 2 big bottles of 50 for, I think after the coupon, it was like $65.
Oh, nice.
It was cheap. Cheap. Big Christmas sale. I took advantage of a couple of those and stocked up. I'm covered till like, I'm covered for Delta till like August or September.
Dang.
Yeah, I'm way ahead of the game. Way ahead of the game. By the time I have to buy any more, they'll all have kicked in most of their Christmas and fall sales. So it'll time out perfectly. Probably by then it'll probably have dropped in price anyway. I'm betting. Because there are so many Delta 8 people coming on the market.
Yeah.
With new brands and lab results and all that good shit. And that is something. I don't think I've ever mentioned that. Anybody who's heard us talk about Delta 8 before and actually looked into it and maybe take them, always check. It's usually a barcode on the bottle, a QR code that you can just scan with your camera. It'll take you to the website. All the good brands do lab tests for everything, like heavy metals and chemicals, and they do tests to make sure these things are not present in the final product, and they'll have that link to their lab results usually on the bottle, and it'll, like I said, it'll take you online and show you the report. It's a good way to see if somebody is reputable and is actually having their stuff tested at a lab for, like I say, chemicals, heavy metals, pesticides, whatever.
Yeah.
All that different shit. So, yeah, do that. Make sure you do that. Make sure. I didn't want to finish this cigarette before.
Before starting to drink or what?
No, I didn't want to finish it. It's the last one of my 5.
Ah.
The 5 I allow myself to start today. And then I'll open a fresh pack, and the theory is by the time the day ends, I expect to have anywhere between 5 and 10 left in that pack.
Yeah.
Is the way I try to rig the game. But I just finished my fifth one, and normally I would have held that on till about 2:30 or 3.
Okay.
Which means I'm going to have to start this pack early.
Oops.
Oops. Yeah, exactly. Oops.
It's a stupid show.
It's not my fault. It's the show's fault.
The show's fault.
I have to smoke. It's what I do. Well, it's because when we're not doing the show and I'm sitting in front of the computer, I'm sitting there reading constantly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Either reading or watching.
And reading doesn't, you know, you're always constantly moving your fingers, whatever, scrolling down the story right. or something like that. It's not, you know, sitting here talking, we're not looking at things.
Exactly.
We're sitting here talking to each other, trying to listen to each other's words.
Right.
And because if we start reading, we'll get distracted. We're like, what was that saying? What?
Yep.
You know.
Exactly. So I don't smoke as much. I still smoke too much, but just not as much. Not as much.
Yeah.
So let's see. Let's look at box office. It is, once again, Spider-Man's domain this week.
Yep.
They're saying Spider-Man, they were originally predicting 25 to 27. It looks like it's going to hit 30 this weekend.
Dang.
Which will push it to $665 million domestic.
Okay.
At the end of 3 weeks. So it's still got a week to go. I'm betting it can pull in 20. Maybe 20, maybe 30.
Wait,
yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 million, 2 million, 10 million. Nah, maybe 20. They can probably pull in another 20 million before next weekend. Yeah, since this is, once again, the fourth week. This is the last week.
Okay.
To measure domestic. So, yeah, I think it'll hit there. And it'll be really interesting to see what its legs are, I guess you'd say, what the legs on it are for going out to 12 weeks. Because I have not heard a release date yet for digital or DVD Blu-ray.
Okay.
Nobody has released any kind of a date. Everybody, Vudu, iTunes, etc., everybody's taken pre-orders on it, but they have no date attached. Most of us are betting on the first or second week of March for digital.
Yeah.
And then later on in March, probably the end of the month, for the actual physical release. So.
Okay.
It'll still give them time to log 12 weeks.
Oh, yeah. And it'll make its damn near $1 billion domestic.
Yeah. Jesus. It's trying to come close, by God. It's trying to come close.
Have they gotten a word on China release?
Nope. Nothing yet on China. Nope. Still no date known, or if it's going to. Yeah.
Hmm.
You know it's going to. There's no way. It's not. It's just a matter of when. Excuse me. It's just a matter of when. Number two position was Sing 2, which is that family animated thing. Sequel. It looks like it got 10 million in second, and in third it was supposed to be the big release. The 355 is the name of the movie. It's the one with, it's the action.
Now, did you see
flick with all chicks?
Did you see? Oh shit!
Whoa.
Where they were? I guess it's a big conspiracy thing. And they were looking at, you know, the theaters.
Yeah.
And they were looking at the schedules. Like, this was like Monday, Tuesday.
Right.
There's no showings for any movies other than the 355 this weekend. What are they saying? This is the day after Donald Trump makes his speech. What's going to happen on the 6th? And blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, hey, President, you do realize, you know, they don't schedule the movies the following weekend.
Right.
With the exception of the ones coming out that weekend.
Right, right.
It's like Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you're right.
Trump.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
They will make a conspiracy out of anything now.
People fucking believe it.
Oh, my God.
That's the problem. People fucking believe this shit.
there's a group. You would be amused and disheartened at the same time to read this group. There's a group on Reddit that I read called what's the name of it? QAnon. It's QAnon casualties or QAnon something. QAnon family or something like that. All it is posts from people talking about their family experiences. I've seen everything from my husband in the last 3 years has gone totally Q. He used to be a normal, you know, average guy who wasn't big into politics. Now suddenly everything's Trump, everything's conspiracy, everything's Satan worshiping baby eaters. He screams in my face. He throws shit around. Just people like that who've changed personalities completely because of all of this crazy Q shit and all this conspiracy shit. And it is. It's terrifying. I mean, it's you know.
Like I say, I still don't know where this shit came from.
I don't know. I can't imagine where it came from. I just these you'll suddenly hear something pop up. You know, this means Satan's going to be on Earth in 5 days. And I go, where did you get that? You know, and one guy, it was kind of funny. One guy did post a message, and he apparently had made a bet with a friend of his a year earlier. This guy was betting on the fact that Trump would be in by X date, would be back in office. And the guy was utterly convinced, et cetera. And the guy who posted said, so I made him a bet. I bet him $5,000. You know, because I knew he'd pay it if he lost. He said, I bet him $5,000. You know, and he fully expected that he would end up getting the money. He said the morning of that date, he said, I immediately checked my mail, and sure enough, there was a bank transfer of $5,000. The guy had actually paid off. When the date didn't happen, the guy actually did pay him off, and the guy who posted said, he goes, I immediately sent back the money.
Yeah.
And just with basically a message saying, what did you learn? And I was like, you know what?
The date's wrong.
Yeah, exactly. We have the date wrong. I'm like, you got more balls than me? Because I'm sorry. I would be like, you know what? You bet me $5,000. I'm going to go on vacation now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm keeping that $5,000. You know, you were that steadfast in your belief that you were willing to make a monetary arrangement about it. And it's my money now. This guy had—he was a much—I guess you'd say—he was a much better human than me, you know, in giving it back and saying, "Gosh, I hope you learned something from this."
Yeah,
I don't know. You know what? 10 years from now, not all of it, but half the shit from Q is probably going to be reach the light of day, and we'll find out. You know, Hillary Clinton was really the head of a sex ring or some shit.
I mean, yeah.
Who knows?
I mean, it just seems so far out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's beyond like a reach.
Oh, 90% of it.
You said there was a secret group of politicians. If you took the whole baby eating thing out.
Right.
If you made it more Illuminati.
Right.
You know, that they're really secret. Okay, you know what? I'll believe you on that.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah, yeah.
I would. Throwing the baby eating sex cult. It's like, what?
Yeah, that's just crazy. Baby eating, you know. Sex cult. Run out of a pizza joint.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. Where do you...
And they firmly believe it too, man. It's like, uh-uh.
It's like, what kind of drugs are you doing where you're coming up with this shit? I've never had
the
weed.
The thing is,
good.
I don't know where they get it from.
I don't know. They make it up.
Well, no, it doesn't matter that. But one person has to start it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, this isn't like, oh, well, it, you know. Yeah. They have meetings. I mean, they may have meetings. I don't know.
I wonder if they do have meetings.
They might.
That'd be interesting. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
But who knows? Yeah, like I say, 10 years from now, we'll find all this crazy shit's true. Not the crazy, crazy shit, like baby.
Some of the marginally crazy shit.
Yeah,
some like of the Hillary Clinton had people killed.
There you go. I would believe that.
That's not even that crazy.
No, it's not that crazy. I would not.
That's completely believable.
That is completely believable.
There's way too many.
Yeah. Way too many weird deaths around that family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Around those two people. Way too many weird deaths.
Yeah. But no, they haven't eaten babies.
Just don't do that.
And if you are out there and you believe this, I'd like just. We've tried arguing with people before on this.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it just, they don't come up with any basis for it.
No.
A friend of mine told me.
It's like, just, yeah, it's just the way it is to them. It's just the way it is.
Somebody told me it was true. They saw it. I trust them. But you don't have any hard evidence. You've never seen it. Nope.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my buddy, you know. We're buddy's buddy. Buddy's buddy's parole officer. They were in the military together. And they, what? They were black ops, man.
What was it? What's the old line from Hank Hill? Alt dot black dot helicopters.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what that is anymore. That's so old. Alt dot black dot whatever dot helicopters dot whatever. Those are the old Usenet groups.
Yeah.
They were named, you know, something dot something dot something. Like it might be rec dot music dot U2. And that's where you would go to find U2 torrents and U2 files to download out of those groups. And there were thousands. There were thousands of groups dedicated to literally anything you can come up with. Any kind of porn, any kind of music, any kind of movie, any TV show. You know, there were boards for groups for each of those different things. You know.
Yeah. The thing is, though, you don't hear about the black helicopter people anymore.
No, you don't. You don't.
You know, those are believable conspiracies.
Yeah. Very believable.
You know.
Very.
No, we're into JFK Jr. is going to come back. What?
That was my favorite one. JFK was going to come back.
Yeah, and JFK Jr. was going to run as vice president with Donald Trump.
Right, right. Yep.
And people went there that believed it. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, like I say, sometimes I'm wondering if there's somebody in their basement. Like, oh, okay, they actually went to Dallas for that? Let's people believe this. He's laughing his ass off, or her off, her ass off, whatever.
Bumping out the next theory.
Let's see how far down they'll go with this.
How far down the rabbit hole will you travel? How far down? Close that window. But
obviously, there are plenty, so.
I guess.
I don't get it.
Nah. I don't either. Let's see. What did Ted say? Ted's making fun of me. Not feeling well this morning. I think it's because I didn't post an obscene meme.
Yeah. So, I've been having pretty good ones lately. Got a lot of success on the picture. It says, this picture smells like cigarettes.
Yes.
As it was like an old 70s
shag carpet,
flowery upholstered furniture.
Right.
And it's all yellow and green. And it's not like really bright stuff or clear stuff. It's like these muted yellows and greens and browns.
Right,
that
right.
were the 70s.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, that's exactly what my mom's. That's exactly what my mom's living room looked like in the 70s and through part of the 80s before she totally took it apart and redecorated. But that's exactly, you put up that picture and I was just like, wow, man. He's right. I can smell the cigarettes, man.
Oh, yeah.
I can smell my dad smoking Winston's and my mom smoking Salem's.
Yep.
First cigarette I ever smoked was a Salem. Stole it from mother. No, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Excuse me. That was the first real cigarette. I had a cigarette when I was about 11 years old, about 10 or 11 years old, my aunt gave me. And it was a Winston. No, it was a Marlboro. Sorry, it was a Marlboro Red.
Okay.
That's what Aunt Sheila smoked. It was a Marlboro Red. My first exposure to cigarettes. No wonder I still can't get rid of them. When your first cigarette is a Marlboro.
Yeah, that's right.
The only thing worse than that would have been giving me a Camel. Give me a Camel filter or a Lucky Strike.
Yeah.
Lucky Strike with no filter. Tasty cigarettes. God, I remember when I used to smoke Camel no filters. I smoked Camel no filters for probably a good 3-4 years at one point. Man, you get used to spitting tobacco when you smoke those.
Oh, yeah.
Always coming out the back end.
back to conspiracies again. You had the cigarette smoking man. What, didn't he bite the filters off?
Oh, the cigarette smoking man?
Yeah, didn't he bite the filters off?
I don't know. I don't remember that.
I can't remember. There was somebody that was on television or they were in some show, and they would actually bite the filters off.
Now, I used to do that with, like, if I was, when I smoked Camel filters, I would borrow, if I was out, I would borrow a Marlboro Red from somebody, and I would break off the filter on that.
Yeah.
And then smoke that as normal. Now, here's what I used to do, and I did this probably for about 3 or 4 years before I finally quit doing it. It was about the time I moved over to these Marlboro 72s, really short Marlboros.
Yeah.
Because they've got shorter filters. For a few years there, I was smoking Marlboro Light 100s. And what I would do is I would take a pair of scissors and I would cut the filter in half. And that was back when my teeth were a little bit better. And if I didn't have a pair of scissors, I would use my incisors and nibble half the filter off and smoke them that way, because of course it was stronger and you got more nicotine from it and everything else. Plus, I think the wife at that point was also smoking Marlboro Lights, and I had switched over to hers. For years, we smoked different brands, and there's like a certain point when you're married to a smoker, there's like a certain point, like 10, 15 years in, where you go, you know what? I'm tired of picking up a carton of Camels and a carton of Marlboros every time.
Yeah.
Fuck this. One of us is going to switch over to what the other one smokes and stay there so we can just pick up a carton, you know, and that kind of thing. So I ended up giving up my Camels and going to Marlboros. Which, for anybody who's ever worked in the tobacco industry, I don't know how true this is, but my grandfather, when he was still alive, he was a tobacco warehouse manager for many, many years. And he saw me smoking an ultralight of something. I think it was a Marlboro at one point. And and made the comment, he was like, "Boy, don't smoke those." I'm like, "Why not? What's wrong with these?" He goes, "That's floor sweepings." He goes, the shit that goes in the lights and ultralights, he goes, that's the crap. That's a crap tobacco. He goes, that's the stuff they sweep up off the floor and broken leaves and everything. That's what they use for that. I don't know how true that is. Doesn't sound like it'd be very realistic. I don't know.
Conspiracy theory.
Exactly. Conspiracy theory.
There you go.
Q started it back in the 70s.
Exactly.
We don't realize it, but Q has actually been around since the 1600s.
Yeah.
Watch, we're sitting here joking about Q. They're going to come after both of us.
Again.
Don't, we're just kidding.
Just explain it to me.
I don't know.
That's all I'm asking.
I don't know. I really don't. It requires a certain mindset.
I just would like to know where it all came from.
Yeah, you have to really be somebody who believes in things easily. What's the word I'm looking for? A very impressionable.
Gullible.
Yes, gullible, or a very impressionable person to believe some of these crazy ass theories. Yes, some of these. You've got to be of a certain mindset. Yeah, I don't get it. And I'm very gullible. I'm the first to admit I'm very gullible. And they've never pulled me in so far.
Yeah.
So far, there's always a chance, though. There's always a chance.
Again,
that I could come on the show and spew crazy theories.
Again, it's the whole, you know, that goes too far. It goes one step further than I would be willing to go.
Right, right. Up to a certain point, it's believable. Once you go past that point, it's like,
oh,
no.
Yeah, I can't believe you now. Exactly. if they drink, you know, cut off just before they hit that last step.
Yeah. And then they just keep going and keep going. And you lost me at that point.
And then none of it ever happened.
No, no.
It's like people who read Nostradamus thinking, oh, here's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Never works out.
Yeah.
Never works out. We still haven't had
and maybe,
that.
Maybe it is somebody like a Nostradamus.
Hmm?
That they hit one every once in a while.
There you go.
And I'm like, woohoo, see? That's how you know. All those, I was misinterpreted. Still predicting everything.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. Mm-mm. You gonna have any time for any golf today?
Probably.
Good. I would like to play some.
Yeah.
I need to get back in there. I haven't been in to play golf and shit. It's probably been 2 weeks since I've had a chance to get in there and do it. Sorry, let me rephrase that. It hasn't been 2 weeks since I've had a chance to do it. It's been 2 weeks since I've motivated myself enough to get out of the chair and go do it, is the better way to put it. Shit, I still haven't finished watching Hawkeye.
Yeah, you need to finish
I've
that.
I've got to finish that, but I just, when I do have time to watch it and I'm in the other room watching TV, I'm just never in the mood. I'm just kind of like, oh, you know what? I know so much of the story now. You know, I want to see it, but on the other hand, I'm like, yeah, but I already know about so-and-so. So, you know, maybe I don't necessarily need to see it, but I will. I'll eventually watch it. Boba this week is really good.
I have not watched it. I'm hoping to watch it at some point this afternoon.
You will like it. It's a really good episode. All I'll say is we travel back to more story with the Tusken Raiders.
Okay.
And it's very cool. You get... Did you... I don't remember if that scene was in there. I won't say anything about it then because I can't remember. But suffice it to say, the story you get, most of the story that you get in this week's episode is story that takes place from the moment he gets to crawl out of the Sarlacc pit.
Okay.
It picks up from right there and then runs with the story from there. I think pretty much the entire episode is flashback.
Okay.
If I remember right, I think it's pretty much all flashback. But it's really interesting shit. Because you find out what he did in the interim before he came back to claim Jabba's throne and all that shit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. It's a really good ep. Good ep.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm hating the fact that it's only 7 episodes. That's killing me. I'm like, damn it. Because I'm confident. Hopefully, I don't know. Alexa, how old is Tamara Morrison? No, he's not a 21-year-old. So guess she's not programmed for the name Tamara Morrison, if I'm even pronouncing it right. I'd figure he's probably in his 50s, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he's in his 50s.
I think it's fair bet.
He's probably got a few years.
Yeah.
He could be doing Boba. I'm thinking, you know, it seems rather popular, and it's got some good word of mouth. It depends entirely on where you go. There's a board I'm on called Star Wars Fan Edit Droid.
Yeah.
And what it is I think it's the guy, I think it's run by the guy who created, I think he created like a fan edit 3-hour version or something like that of the original trilogy. Edited, went through and edited everything and made a 1080 high def version of the movie that was like 3-4 hours long and supposedly was much tighter and all this shit.
Yeah.
I think that's the guy that's running it, if I remember right. But he has been railing, and I mean railing, on Boba Fett. This sucks.
Really?
This sucks. Oh, I wish I had it up in front of me.
And God. The reason behind it sucking?
He just says it's bad. There it is, Star Wars Edit Droid. Let me see if I can find his latest post. Let's see. Come on. Oh, you do meet a Wookiee in this one. Here we go. Oh my God. Apparently one of his big problems is, let's see. I just watched Boba episode 2. I know you've been dying to hear what I have to say about it. Was it better than episode 1? Yes. Are the visuals good? No, they're fucking great. Has the story and writing improved? God, no. Even worse. Talks about the fact that Boba's a big pussy. He was this really cool bounty hunter and all this shit, really tough guy, and suddenly gets knocked into the Sarlacc pit, and he comes out and he's a nice guy and blah blah blah, and he's a real pussy. And I'm like, okay, first off, they've never established a personality for Boba.
No, no.
They never. All he was this mysterious character in armor and a helmet.
Yep.
And he was a bounty hunter. That's all we knew. We don't know his motivation. We don't know his personality, anything. So basically, they're creating this character as we go.
Yeah.
Because, like I say, so much of it has been shrouded in mystery up before this point of the series. Mm-hmm. He goes on to rail about the timing of all this shit's wrong. How did he get so easily captured? You know, does he suck that badly? On and on and on and on and on. I mean, I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He wrote 8 paragraphs on why episode 2 was shit. and why the series is shit. And I have seen more than a few of those type reviews in my different video and movie groups. More than a few people. Now, on the other hand, for every one like that I'm seeing 2 screaming to high heaven about how good it is and how kick-ass it is and everything else. But Jesus. Yeah, these people are just... I'm like, I don't know what you're watching, but it is not the same series I'm watching.
Yeah.
Either that or you've just got a really weird set of expectations for this story and this character. A really crazy set of expectations. Yeah, anybody gets curious, just search for Star Wars Edit Droid on Facebook. It's a group over there. You know, it's not like the guy's a crackpot. He's he posts some really interesting shit sometimes, but yeah, he's way fucking off base on this one. Way fucking off base. Jesus. I don't know.
Oh yeah. All right. So let's see. What else we need to get into here?
Have we missed anything?
I don't think so.
No.
You know. Nothing new. Oh, I mean, I saw where Xbox Game Pass Ultimate getting even bigger.
Really?
Looks like they're getting Ubisoft or Ubisoft.
Really?
Their pay service is now going to be merged into Xbox Game Pass Ultimate.
Nice.
I mean, at some point, man, that, you know. And they're getting, like, exclusive day and release titles inside Game Pass.
Right, right.
Like, all right, let's, where's this all going to wind up?
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So.
I need to start taking advantage of my... My Game Pass.
Yeah.
It expires in, I think I have this thing paid off in April of this year.
Yeah.
I think April of this year my payments end, and I'm debating on whether I'm going to do the same program with the Xbox Series X. It's supposedly still available in the program.
Yeah.
And I'm considering it. It'd be like, I think I was paying on this one, I was paying like, $24.99 a month. The Series X is either $24 or $29. The Series S is $24. Series X is $29.99 per month for 2 years, and everything, including your memberships and Game Pass and all that shit's included in the price. Before anybody hear that and think, why would you pay interest on that? There is no interest. You're basically just breaking it up over 24 payments. You're paying pretty much exactly what you'd pay if you went into a store and bought one and also bought the subscriptions that go along with it.
Yeah.
You're basically paying the same thing. It just, like I said, breaks it up over 24 months. And it's not like I can't afford to go out and buy one. I'm just not in the mood to lay out $500 in one shot.
Yeah, I'm debating, break it up. Since I'm not getting a car.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And I'm not putting any more, you know.
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing, too. My credit got dinged when I bought the house. You know,
you're right. Of course. Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, all right, so what are we going to do here? You know, it's like, okay, credit got dinged when you put the house. If I do this, this is going to go down again.
Right.
I mean, I was up, you know, like before the house and before pandemic, I was like 814.
Nice.
Now I'm down about 100 points. Since the house.
Okay.
It's going back up, but you know, it's going to take a bit for that to go back up.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, do I really want to have to apply for another type of loan? Cause it's going to show up in my credit score again.
Right. Right.
And it will ding me.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm like, do I want to do that or not?
Yeah. Good question.
So, yeah, that's kind of like, all right, what's the choice here? You know. So
that X looks sexy.
Yep.
It looks it so does. Sexy. I want one.
But the other one, you know, the other one I can get for $300.
The S, you mean?
Because the chances of me ever getting one, me actually buying disc games again.
Right.
Gonna be slim.
True.
You know, having anything that I want to watch 4K on, right. Probably not soon.
Right.
I mean, even let's say they do the bandwidth. I mean, I just don't know if the difference is there yet for me to ooh, need my eyes are shut anyway.
Right. Exactly.
I was watching Cobra Kai with my readers and my little not our readers, but the readers at the bottom and a little bit distant at the top, just to kind of clear up because it was like, I wonder how this looks. I'm like, oh shit,
it looks so much better.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm debating. I might run up to Best Buy today and buy me some of those blue light blockers.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Maybe because I'm my eyes are getting burnt up from looking at computer screens so much.
I bet. As much as you are staring at one, yeah.
Like I say, $300. Okay. I mean, I can always buy extra storage.
Right.
I mean, now what is how many teraflop?
Oh, I don't even
processors on it.
I don't even know what the speed is. Fucking
stupid and crazy.
Oh, it's
again.
Insane.
You know, I don't think the games have came out to really maximize that yet.
No, and it'll be 2 years before they really start pushing the limits on it.
Yeah. At that point, okay, then I can upgrade.
Right.
Maybe if I'm still playing as much as I'm playing.
Exactly.
So, we'll see.
Cool. Let's see here.
All right, I think we done here.
Yeah, I have no other notes.
Yeah.
I have no other notes.
I don't either.
No.
Yeah, so if I get one, we'll see.
There you go.
I'm really leaning towards it.
Yeah.
But we shall see on that. Don't need to get a new phone. I haven't done that yet.
Oh, you still haven't gotten your new phone?
Okay. Yeah, well, I just don't. I don't have the strength to go in and sit down and listen to the bullshit for however long it takes to get a new phone.
Just ain't got it in yet.
Yeah, I'm like, I just do this online, switch everything, which I might be able to do. I haven't really looked.
Yeah,
I've been so busy with all my work crap that I'm just like, I don't even fucking care.
Well, I'll tell you what. Every Verizon phone I've had so far, yeah, I have done it completely over the phone.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about doing, you know, going to T-Mobile though.
Oh, that's right.
I think I'm switching service.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I bet you could still do all that online. I bet you could still do it all online. And if your phone is the same as mine, what are you using now? An 8, 9, 10?
11.
11, okay. Then definitely, yeah. When I moved from the, I think it was a 9 to an XR, if I remember right, when I hooked them up and everything else, it just said, lay this phone on top of this phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it did a complete transfer of everything over. It was beautiful.
You know, I'm looking at, you know, where do I put these, you know, where do I, you know, switching services.
Right.
Yeah. And they pay off my phone or whatever else and all that crap.
Yeah.
And give me the credit on.
There you go.
At some point, it will get to the point where I'm like, okay, you know, I can do it.
I can do it.
Not there yet.
Right. All right, we're at the end.
Yeah, we are at the end. So until next week, have yourselves a good one. We'll catch y'all later on. And if you'd like to donate to the show, you can through the PayPal donation link. Leave us a review, too. But other than that, that's it. We're done. We'll catch y'all later.
Later.
If you'd like to send an email to charlie@apocalypseradio.com or shaman@apocalypseradio.com. To subscribe, use the links at apocalypseradio.com or search for us on iTunes.
Dave's rolling, man. Makes noise.
Live from the intersection of beer and bongs.
Okay, tape's rolling.
On that lonely old highway we call the World Wide Web.
Oh, dude, start over.
Making sure the net never gets predictable.
I'll mollify it with some sounds.
Apocalypse Radio.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.
Good night, Herr Doctor.
Good night, Frau Blücher.
Galactus, Galactus, the devourer of worlds. What? Are you recording? That was mean.